Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, August 26, 2020. Raven 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing today? I hope you're super fantastic, because I am. Well, let me start this out with saying, again, I absolutely got to thank the guy who does that introduction. Never met him, never talked to him. I think you did, right, something. Just did it out the kindness of his heart, as everybody did, TNT song, everything else, because it takes a village to operate the community, raise a family, or be a family. So I appreciate that. And before we know, I just remembered about asking about the military and finance, and could guys go there and exchange. So I didn't get it done, but I'm trying to get it done while we're doing this. All right, let's get started. So, Ray, you sent out any updates?
No updates went out.
After all that information the other day, we didn't send out nothing?
After what information? Nope. Nothing happened.
I'm saying on Monday's call, over the weekend, all that stuff that happened and nothing happened yesterday.
Guess all right, you're right.
Yes. Absolutely it is. They are putting out statements right now, though. So just about the meetings that they've had, you know, with the surrounding countries, getting their agreements together, the fact that Amiri Maliki are upset that the China deal isn't going through. Everybody in the fact, because they made it to their advantage. That's why they're upset. That the government never signed off on the deal. They haven't even looked at it. And they're trying to say that's the only deal that would work is the China deal, because it supplies jobs, income, education, a workforce, everything else. But again, everybody knows that's in their best interest. And Iraq would benefit from it, but Al-Qasim is going with U.S. and the surrounding countries, the border countries, and he figures that's the best deal. So we'll see what's going on there. Really, other than that, he's meeting with Amiri today to discuss what happened in Washington. We got nothing about protesting. Everybody's waiting. And, guys, we just have to sit back and think, why is there a rush to put all these agreements back together again? We did this before, years ago, when everybody thought the IRV was happening, and they're doing it right now. So last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, everything is about putting agreements together, and people are signing them in anticipation of the RV, because nobody's not going to do it with them being, or without them being international or having a good international rate. They are actually putting articles out about that. A good international rate is required to activate these agreements before investors will take action. So that's part of it. And my only other thing, the bank is still there. They're still sitting at the call centers, the exchange centers. They're still going at 6 in the morning until 11, 12 at night, with the exception of Texas, because they're still not in yet. But we're good. Rates are what we heard. We do have people that have bank appointments today, tomorrow, Friday. Whether they exchange or not waits to be seen, but they are at least going through the procedures and making offers to people to take SKRs like they did before for a period of time, or even just to get their paperwork ready for something that's about to happen, because they are being told when they're scheduling these appointments that this is about to happen. We'll see what happens. We're waiting for additional information today, tomorrow, Friday, out of New York, out of D.C., out of Florida. Those where people have appointments and are giving the information out of. Oh, yeah, Wisconsin, I don't forget them. So, man, the East Coast is a buzz. I don't know anything on the West Coast. But it's all good because we're all going at the same time. We're all going to get paid at the same time. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Omaha Dinar says, will a hurricane in Houston cause a delay for the whole world?
I have no idea what the hurricane's going to do. I guess we're going to see this evening when it comes in. But I don't know why it would delay the whole world. Those people there may have an issue when the rate changes, it's going to affect the whole world. But I don't know that they're going to delay it for everybody to go in. I wouldn't even see the purpose in that. Those people are going to need the money more than anybody else at their time. So I wouldn't think so. All right, what's next?
JLW says, a few weeks ago, you mentioned a lot of money was being printed and distributed to the banks. What is the status of this, and why today is it important?
Well, okay, the status is a lot of money was printed and sent to the banks. So that didn't change. Now, why was it important? It's important because there's 10 million of us, minimum. 10 million who are going to exchange, he told us exchanging, who are going to walk out the bank with $7,000 to $10,000 each. Well, somebody had to print that money. I know you guys don't think that money was already printed because I told you before, there is not enough money if we all went to the bank to get it. There's just not enough money for them to give everybody their money. Money is rotated. In case you guys didn't understand that. You bring $100 in the morning, deposit it into the bank, fortunately for them, it turns into $1,000. But that same $100, you bring it in at 9 o'clock, somebody else comes and gets it at 9:30, they take it to the store and they use it. The store comes and makes their deposit at 11 o'clock. And that same $100 goes through over and over and over. That's the money. But now, if everybody comes to the bank at the same time and they all want $10,000, there had to be some money there to give you. So they printed $100 bills. They worked overtime, extended time, everything in printing $100 bills. Because that's what they want to give out when people want cash. They're going to tell you to use your cards. Use electronic. But if you insist on cash, they're going to give you $100 bills. Well, they had to be printed. They had to be shipped. They had to be put in the bank, accounted for. They had to be put in the ATMs. They're saying, now we're ready to go. There was a whole significance behind that. Couldn't happen if there wasn't enough money. Because as soon as one of us went to the bank and they didn't have money and we came on the site, the internet, anywhere, my bank ran out of money, trust me, within 24 hours, they're going to be a run on the bank. And they're trying to make sure that doesn't occur. All right, what's next? We can't hear you.
Okay, yeah, I didn't realize my mic had cut off. All right, Big Poppy 32 says, tomorrow is my birthday. I'm not asking for the birthday song. I'm wondering what are the chances there will be an RV on my birthday this year?
I don't know, but if you think we're going to say happy birthday, Big Poppy, you're wrong. I don't know what the chances are on your birthday. And it's like anything else, guys. Any minute. That's what they're saying. Any minute, it could happen. So I like your chances. Again, I do know people have bank appointments for tomorrow for whatever the reason. And these are people who the bank is telling that it's really, really close if it's not here. But in actuality, if we look at it, and practically, it would make more sense for it to go on Tuesday, since it's the first, and that's when operational rates normally come out anyway, and it changed, so it wouldn't be that much of a difference or inconvenience. Now, have they come out on the 28th, 29th, 30th? Yeah, that's when they put their schedule out, but they're not going to put this out 2 days in advance or on Friday and the market open on Sunday and everybody go crazy on 4X. That's not going to happen. So, right before that. So, it would make sense for it to happen on the 1st. So, we'll see what happens. Your birthday is there. I mean, just because I don't want you to be sad. It could happen, but no, I don't expect it to happen tomorrow. Okay, right?
Nicole 19. I live in a small town of 4,000. How can I benefit the town without having a big bullseye on my back? Well, that's kind of vague, though, in terms of how can you benefit the town. I'm not sure what you mean by that. If you're referencing giving the town money and you don't want your name to stick out there, then you use an entity for that. And since you're going to be doing that, naturally you would want to use a charitable entity if you don't want your name, if that's what you're referencing when you say benefit the town. Any comment you want to make on that, Tom?
It's only 4,000 people. Give them $1,000 apiece. That's what you have to do. I don't know. Yeah, that was way too vague. How can you benefit the town? Build them a new school. Build them a rec center. Build them a new movie theater. I mean, it's, you know, that was too wide open. Right there. But yes, how can you just hide in a town of 4,000 people? Use a trust, use a foundation, use the LLC on the name, and have someone else be the CEO, chairman of that, and you just be the benefactor. That's all. All right, what's next?
Jim and KC says, you said we are hearing confirmations of rates, crazy rates, and I'm waiting for an update right now. Did you get the confirmations of the new rates? And if so, what are they? I think you addressed it in your opening statement, though, didn't you?
I didn't say what they were.
Right.
Okay. So,
and for a reason.
Oh, that was raised. A subtle way of saying he didn't want me to tell you. Did y'all hear that? And for a reason.
Yeah, you didn't say it, you didn't tell it Monday for a reason. There was a reason why we didn't tell it Monday. So I don't understand why they were asked today, what was it, if we didn't tell it on Monday.
Oh.
Had a reason for not telling
it. Hey, you know what I did, dude? Let me do this, because it's going to be so great. And I think I did. Well, I did say this on Monday, too, and I'll say it today, too. I've been saying buy Dong for God, I don't know how long now. I've been saying Dong was the best deal for I don't know how long. I've been saying spend $50 on some Dong if you can, a week, month, for how long? Let me tell you guys, I will tell you this. That $50 would have changed your whole life. That I can tell you. Since I'm not telling you the rate, I told you something much better than the rate. That $50 a week, month, or just one time would have changed your entire social standing. Hint. Okay, what's next, Ray?
All right, let's see. Continue with Jim. Why would the U.S. allow the RV now or soon without first neutralizing the militias, Maliki, Amiri, and Iran? Won't they just buy or intimidate their way into control of Iraq in the June elections, as they have always done, and control and steal the money?
Well, that's always a possibility. This, just like here, that's every 4 years. The power is going to change, so do we not ever change the money? Because every 4 years, something might happen. Some other idiot might get in charge over there and start things all over again. No. Change still has to come. The economy has to grow, the country. What they say is we put laws in place against that. What they say is we've now identified who those people were, who the companies were. Now the money is moving in such a way that we can track it. Those are the things they had to put in place when the money comes. Again, until the economy is back, until those people are getting those jobs, which money is supposed to be doing, then Amiri and Malik feel safe because they got enough people following. Now, once those people have money in their pockets, they got jobs, job opportunities, now things start to change a little bit. Now people are going to see them for who they really were. Just like anywhere else, where does it start with? The young people. They're saying that, hey, the 2020 budget had 230,000 new jobs in it paying. The 2021 budget is going to have even more than that. People working that. And this is government jobs. And now with the countries, the private investors coming in, offering more jobs, new life. Hey, Maliki is the one that held y'all back. Amiri did this. They were the ones, as it's coming out, were the ones stealing the money from you all this time, stopping this from happening. But now things are different. They've been exposed. They won't be able to do that. Countries are coming in. And Al-Kazimi won't have any fear or the same fear of Iran as they did. Why not? Again, this week, he's saying, hey, if you're not part of the military or you're not part of the police force, you shouldn't have guns. And we're going to change that. Slowly but surely, it's coming into effect, which he's warning the militia, you will be gone. Same thing in Kurdistan. I'm bringing back the Peshmerga, or however you say it. I'm bringing them back because they had more of an influence. They're like the special forces. And we're going to get you out. But he's addressing all that stuff right now. But none of it matters. None of it goes into effect until the RV happens, until there's actually money flowing, tools in place, and people trying to live that life. So it's important that they do it now. All right, what's next?
K-Mac says, you have mentioned before that the banks are prepared to give up to 15% interest rates. I have crunched all the numbers for all of the currency I have as far as sweeps and fractional banking interest. In your opinion, how realistic would it be to receive at least 20%? I just couldn't believe how much the bank will actually make off of my money.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how convincing you are. How much you're going to leave there, everything else. So this is what I know. As of right now, people have gone in, sat down, and as of right now, up to 700 million, because I know somebody has definitely been offered the 15%. So, part of his agreement. If you have more than that, then what's your chances of getting more than that? I don't know. If you actually go in there, because I did what you did. I got the rates. I did the numbers. I did the fractional banking. I did the overnights. I saw what they were getting monthly. off of just me, not the fractional banking, but just off of me, what they were getting monthly. And I said to myself, I think 1 month of their money would be cool. Just give me 1 month. So they get what, 22% on the overnights. Just give me 1 month. You got the 11 months and you got everything else. Everybody's happy. But that's just me. That's how I would explain it. That's how I'm laying the numbers out. Don't tell me. And I don't even know if the exchanger knows that they get overnight, because they got a lot of bank people who don't know. They don't have a clue. They don't even know that they do fractional banking, because they don't know how a bank works. They just work there, but they don't know. But you do know. You know the numbers. You're looking at your wealth manager and saying, this is what's going on. This is what I want. And you say, I don't know if I can do that or not. And you're going to say, well, put it in the computer and let's find out. Or call whoever you need to call. Because if you can't, somebody else can. It's up to you. Depends on how you approach it. But the bottom line, nothing beats a failure but a try. Somebody just texted me and said the banks are going to be mad at you. Dude, you ain't got nothing to be mad at. All the money they about to make. I'm just telling people why they should put their money in the bank. Let them make theirs so you can get yours. Or, even better yet, no, I better not do that. I might have some SUVs pull up. Y'all can put it in my bank. They might say something else. I'll tell them what really can go on. All right, go ahead.
All right, Sunstar says, Tony, do you have any banking or exchange contacts besides the United States? If so, anything you can share?
Banking contacts outside the United States? Do I have any? But what are they saying?
Right.
Is that what? I don't know what that
right.
question was.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Yes. I told you, Iraq said that they were ready. Everything was done, and just like us, the money is sitting there. The money's at the bank, at the ATM, and everybody's just waiting for whenever this any minute is. So, I mean, is it today, tomorrow? Is it the first? Because it's any minute. But they're saying the same thing. Now, the ones who I haven't heard from in a long time is New Zealand. So I really want to hear what they're saying. I haven't heard from them in a while. All right, go ahead.
Robert M. says, after an RV, we will be making many investments in assets. What do you guys consider an acceptable amount of liquidity to keep in the bank?
I can't tell you how much to keep in the bank. I mean, everybody's going to be different. Whatever you feel, you know, comfortable with. I don't think our economy is going to crash week after we do this, even a year after we do this. I don't think our banks are going to crash at all. There's actually going to be way too much money there with this. So I'm really not concerned about it. I can't see a run on the banks, because the first thing they're doing, even with Corona or COVID-19, even if we got shut back down, is they're trying to get everybody to do everything electronic so nobody has to handle cash. And that's why we're having the coin shortage that we're having today. So I'm not concerned about the bank running out of money, because there's always going to be digits on the screen. Trust me. They're always going to be accepted. So that's just up to each person where you feel comfortable at. You know, I need money in the bank, because I've been telling you guys for years, my goal, I want to give away, you know, $3,000 a day on the streets, just to know I'm helping the community, people, and changing lives. So the $1,000 or sometimes $100, you know, extra in somebody's pocket that day definitely will change their day, but sometimes it can change their month, 6 months, $1,000, pay off some bills. But that's my personal goals. So I need that. You need to figure out what you're doing every day and what do we really need cash for anymore? Nothing, really. I mean, not to buy, not to live, anything else, unless we're doing that, just handing it up. All right, what's next, Ray?
Nine Ball says, are the companies you spoke about last week accepting foreign currencies for purchases?
Say it again.
Are the companies you spoke about last week accepting foreign currencies for purchases?
No. They were just scheduled to. But no, they are not.
Christian says, with our time restricted at our initial exchange appointment, could we negotiate the rate and then ask them to exchange our money into an escrow account or holding account so they can't use the money until we are done working out the details to both of our satisfaction?
Okay, go ahead and try it. I can't say what you can and can't do. If I was the bank, I wouldn't do it, but go ahead and try it. Okay, what's next?
All right. Let's see if the live folks are any more entertaining. 281 area code. Oh, wait a minute. I missed a special request on the last call. So since I can get it real quick.
Oh, Lord.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare.
You ain't one. You're on.
Oh my goodness! Hello, Kane, and hello, Tony. How you doing?
I'm super
I'm
fantabulous,
sir, to the nth degree.
I'm doing good. Getting ready to brace for this hurricane coming in here. I tell you, we all ready for it. So
okay.
I do have a couple of questions. So the agreements that are still being signed, I'm assuming by whoever needs to sign them, and they are required. I think I heard you say that. So with that said, how is it that here in the U.S. they can, I wouldn't say make exchange transactions with the people that are coming in for their appointments, but we know some people have gotten liquid money. So are the banks standing firm for this, for these payments, or you know, if something goes wrong or it's delayed a little longer or something like that, who's going to honor that money that was given to those customers? Would it be the U.S. or the bank?
Okay. So agreements are still being signed. Got nothing to do with the bank's money. The bank is making agreements based on the numbers they're being given showing up on their screen. Contest. Has nothing to do with the government. The bank is doing this. The bank is not exchanging people. They are giving them SKRs, making agreements with them, and then giving them money on the side as part of that contract or agreement. They know what the risk reward is already, and they're willing to take that chance. That's why they're not exchanging people for full amounts or hundreds of millions of dollars, but they are making some agreements with some people. Trust me, it's in the bank's advantage to do so, or they wouldn't be doing it. They're not doing it with hundreds of thousands of people, and they could easily write off whatever they lose anyway. Because it'll be part of an investment that they made, an employee. So They're not doing anything crazy, okay? And banks right. will lose in transacting 50, 60, 80 million, I mean, more than that a year, and still make a profit.
So now you were saying that they're still signing agreements. Is this with other countries or just who's signing? Who's required to sign agreements? I guess. Put it
Nobody's
like that.
Required to do anything. What I said was, Iraq is still out making agreements with other countries, the investors to do trades, to do things they need to do, and they've been doing it for the last 2 weeks or prior to coming to D.C. this week. They're meeting with three countries, and they're trying to get them all done by the end of the month. We know that.
All right. Well, then, if that's the case, do you feel that all of these signed agreements will have to be done before it's released here in the U.S.? Because I do know that you said that Iraq is saying that it's all done, but obviously it seems like they're still waiting on something. Could it possibly be that these agreements all need to be done with who they still need to contact before it's actually released publicly?
No, because agreements are like anything. They go on forever. They change forever. Again, administration change, people change, and there'll be new agreements. Do they want to have these done, and do they help everybody else say, yeah, let's do it? Iraq looks better. They got a bunch of people giving them money, a bunch of investment, makes their future look better. Yes. Is it a requirement? No. I can't see that.
Okay. So then I guess are we more or less waiting on the U.S. to release it then? Or is it still
on the U.S. to release it? Yeah, the Treasury. But they said it's a go, so they obviously have. We just don't know the date and time. They went through again everything they've gone through, and they told their people, this is why we're doing this. This is why we're doing it. Then they're getting ready for it.
Okay. All right. Well, those were my questions. Hopefully we will see it soon. We're definitely going to have some type. Well, I mean, you know, they put out declarations of emergency disaster plans and all of that here in a lot of parts of the Texas coast and lines and the border between Louisiana and Texas. Those people are going to really, really need it because that thing is coming in here as a four. So we already know it's going to tear up some stuff. So I hope they release this around the time that a lot of these people can be helped because it's going to be devastating. So you guys pray for the Houston and Louisiana area. We need your prayers. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, listen.
Have a good day.
Let me say this real quick. Hold on. We're absolutely, and I hope everybody prays for Houston and Louisiana. I mean, and look out for them. Because of the hurricane, I want everybody to be safe. Now, we had to pray for both of them anyway because they are who they are, and God knows they need prayer. But we're going to give out some extra because of that. So, here's what I want to know, though. Since you're the first caller, you were on last call, and you know there's somebody on here who is definitely infatuated with you and your question and your laugh, and you said nothing to him at all?
Who is that?
Oh, you didn't listen to the rest of the call? You just hung up?
Look here, I probably had to step out of something because I'm a busy woman. I mean, you know, even though I don't work, I'm still busy, so I could have missed it. Was it a man or a woman? I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Well, hey, you know what? Just that statement alone let us know that at least you have options. If you said a man or a woman. But, okay.
You know what? I ain't fooling with you. I'm not going to fool with you today, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to let you back to your call. All right. I'll be ready for you you on Friday, though. How about that? I'll be ready.
Yeah, I'm sure he's coming on. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. 501 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I got a question for Ray. On the bloodline trust, I have a stepson. How can I set up a bloodline trust for him without his dad getting a hold of it? I mean, he's not my bloodline, or does that matter?
Hmm.
That's a legit question. I don't know.
You want him to have a bloodline trust, but it does not include his father.
Yeah, I'm setting up bloodline trust for my children, but I absolutely will not leave my stepson out of it. But I just need to know what avenues I need to pursue in order to keep it, you know, to where he can use it for college or whatever it is that he wants to do. But I don't want just any average, ordinary person getting a hold of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Is this person grown already?
No. He's like 12.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Now we're talking about a minor.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess whoever you appoint the guardians of the trust until he's old enough to take over himself.
Oh,
and you
okay.
Work that way.
Well,
get with whoever your professional is that's putting it together. Just let them know what you want to do, and they'll show you how to work.
Oh,
or they'll do it for you.
Awesome.
Okay?
Yes, I do appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I just want to publicly apologize to Tony for being a jerk in the past, man. I do apologize, everybody. I was living in denial. I guess I was frustrated with all this. But with all that being said, y'all have a wonderful day, and I'll continue listening.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
972, Eric, you're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny and Dallas.
Danny,
how you doing, man?
I'm far enough away from that wind that's going to be blowing through here. I'm not real worried. I hope it cools things off. But let me, I'm doing fine, thank you. Let me pose a question. Tony, just you and me. Ray's going to mute out here now. You indicated you're not going to give us the rate on the dong, but you're going to tell us about it. You could tell me the rate. I wouldn't tell anybody. What do you think?
Well,
what kind of rate are you hearing?
Well,
if
you think about it, I've told you the rate in the past, and I said we confirmed that.
Okay. So you're not going to tell me now, are you? Well, you know, you need to be ready for CIA because she's got to be on the line, and you know how she is. So,
she's gonna be persistent.
The rest of us just be waiting in the wings, okay?
Guess what?
Well, that
you need to be ready for CIA because she remembers what I said, and she's going to say it.
Oh,
you watch.
Well, CIA lady. Waiting in line. Be kind to the rest of us because I sure don't remember. Oh my goodness! But I do. I do have a legitimate, rational question, and it moves toward things that we don't want to talk about. But I'm just thinking practically, in our political situation right now, we've got Democrats and Republicans primarily. That's the way we are. The Democrats at this point cannot possibly control anything that happens before the election having to do with the dinar. They may be up to speed on it like we hope all the rest of the politicians are, but the only one that could possibly do something either to enhance the election results or to at least motivate ones to be impressed by it, are the Republicans. What do you see as a possible rational action that can happen. They're just, they're into their third day of their convention. The fourth day tomorrow will be kind of a grand finale. October 1st is coming on strong. We got a lot of things that reasonably are coming together here. What does Tony think about these possibilities? Or do you think nothing will be affected by that?
Okay, so the one thing that you said that is true, nobody can affect the RV as far as when or not when, except for the Republicans, because they own the Treasury right now. They're in charge of it. They're in charge of their administration, everything else. So they've been, for the last 4 years, the ones who haven't let it go. When Obama was there, he wouldn't let it go. Now, Bush definitely tried to get it to go. He just wasn't ready. He was getting his money. So, but Obama held it up for the last 4 years. They have held it up. And both of them had good reasons for doing it, because they wanted to create their foundation and do the right thing. So if Trump had did it earlier in the year, people could have put it into his coffers, into the election, everything else. Even though there's limits to what each person can do, trust me, a lot of people would have probably donated to that. A lot would donate to Biden right now. But I think that part, we're a little late. Even though they're still taking donations, sending out emails, doing everything else, that people will put that much into it this close to the election. I could be wrong. So I don't see a real benefit from it, except for they'll take all that money and after the election do what they want to do with it. Even though we have laws against it, we know they, in fact, are. The only benefit I can see doing it before, well, I will say before November, as long as it's before February the 17th, is that when they switch over? He can still take credit for it. And I'm sure he's going to
January 20th,
take
I believe.
Credit. When is it?
January 20th, I believe.
Oh, I thought it was February. Okay, could be January 20th. But anyway, as long as he did it and got it announced before then, he would get credit for it. And I think that's more important than anything, is he wants to look back on history and say, we did this. And, you know, I guess it would be more important to him than it was to Obama or Bush. But that's the only advantage I see as a Republican party or as a political party.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, yeah.
Okay?
I appreciate that, and I don't want to direct any more politics this direction, but it does seem like this whole process, I'm looking back 12 years, has been only an attempt to take the information we have and come to a reasonable conclusion, usually targeting the closest time period to where we are. So once again, reasonable conclusions, the closest possible time period might be this last quarter, or might be the fourth night of the Republican convention. Other than that, you know, anything beyond that is not yet reasonable as far as priorities. So I'm thinking out loud. I appreciate that input. I don't have a clue, but right now I'm holding off on getting any other work. That will ease my operation.
Okay, so my recommendation to you is just mine, nobody else's, is
okay.
Hold off until Wednesday.
This is Wednesday. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about
the month?
Next Wednesday.
Okay.
I was going to say Tuesday, right, but I just said Wednesday.
Okay.
I think you can hold off to that law, then you can make a good decision right after that.
Okay, you know what I'm doing. I'm looking in my calendar here to find out what happens Wednesday. Oh,
Wednesday
my.
Is
okay.
September the 2nd. It's the day after
the
1st.
Yes.
It's the day after
yes.
the operational rates come out.
Yes. All right, Donnie. Thank you for that gentle hint. You've given
okay,
me a work plan
go.
Here. All right, let's go. I got to get busy. See you later.
All right.
Okay, take care, sir.
So, Ray.
Yes.
Are you doing open mic after this?
At the normal time.
At the normal time. So, I am, guys, I absolutely love this. I mean, I love this. You guys just don't any idea how much I love this. So, Ray, I'm sending you the text that the bank just sent me about when they think this is going to happen, but I'm told I can't say it on the call. So you do what you want to do in open mic.
No, we don't do intel on open mic.
Oh,
this
okay.
is the intel. But anyway.
Okay, what's next?
All right, let's see. 754. You're on.
Hi, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. And
good
first,
afternoon.
Tony, that's not fair to us to give that little tidbit and not put it out. Very, very naughty, Tony. But
no,
we'll
I think
have
to I
live
gave
with
it to Ray so he could give it to you.
Very
you
naughty, Ray.
He was reading it,
very,
so he already knows.
Very naughty, Ray. This question is for either one of you. I got an email from a friend of mine that's in this, and it was something she had seen, and I need to know if either of you have ever heard of it. The email she sent said something called the Treasury Trust is willing to buy through October 10th any or all the dinar that you want to get rid of at $1,100 a million, which is a few hundred dollars more than what I paid. Have you ever heard of anything called the Treasury Trust, or is it
yes.
one of these phony places?
It's well, you have the name wrong, but it's not important for this call. But it is one of the companies that sells foreign currency, and every month they do a buyback campaign like this, or at least they have for the past several months, that they'll offer to buy back the currency higher than anybody else's buyback rate. But it's no big deal. I mean, it's a solid company. They're just offering for anyone who wants to unload their dinar, which would be a very unintelligent thing to do at this moment. But if some people feel they need to, then that company says, we'll buy it back from you. And like you said, give you a couple hundred dollars more than what you paid for.
Right. The reason I was asking was not actually sell it. It was the time frame they were using between now and October 10th. Would that be because they're not expecting this to happen, or there's a chance it won't happen before then, or because of the, you know, any other reasons, or is it just the time frame they're using?
I don't know why they picked October 10, but you could call them and ask them why they picked that particular date and see if they'll share with you. But from our
okay.
intel information, October 10 has no meaning at all to us. It means nothing.
All right. That was what I was concerned with, because I thought maybe we could be looking at this hold up until when the country's new year starts, and that would be after then. So that was my only concern. But you don't see it going anywhere near into that time frame, correct?
I don't have any information indicating that time frame is anything important to us.
Okay, so that kind of answers somewhat of what Tony sent you in a roundabout way. All right, that's all I have for today. I want to thank you both again for everything you do and for all the people in the path of the hurricane. I've been there several times, having lived in Florida for over 40 years. So please be careful, and if they tell you to evacuate, get out. Nothing you own is worth more than your life. So please be safe, and we're all praying for you. And thank you both again, and see you on Friday.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate your attempt at getting that information out of Ray. That was good.
The only other thing I want to say is my husband's having lung cancer surgery tomorrow, and all the prayers that anybody wants to put out will be greatly appreciated.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
We will pray for him. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, those of you that are in the path of the storm, make sure that your currency is protected. You know, get some waterproof bags or whatever and put it in those containers. And the waterproof bags and the ones that zip up and seal. So don't wait till the last minute. 865, area code.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate your continuing connecting the dots for us and pressuring from Danny in Dallas. Oh, the pressure.
So he's depending on you.
I know. And it's like, okay, I'm not going to rock the boat here. I have a couple of other questions for you. With respect to the info that you just got, Tony, from your banker, if the stipulation was that you could not share, but you in turn shared it with Ray, did they say that Ray could not share it either? Or is that your way of telling Ray, you go ahead and do it, I'm abiding by the bank, but Ray can share it, and you're giving Ray the authorization to do so?
No, it's my way of saying we can't share it on this call, when especially I know he's listening to me since he just sent it, and that Ray can do whatever he wants in open mic. And that's
no, because
and
we don't get
mic
that.
People, so they can all get on Ray.
Ray is very good about not sharing intel on the open mic call, despite the fact that folks do try to get that out of him. So don't want to get either one of you in trouble on that. But back to your opening comments about the areas, and you listed some of the states where you're hearing exchanging going on, or at least appointments, and Ray had shared information on the TNT chat room, which is intel-related thing, of having heard that there are several taking place, progress in the making. Is this info, once again, same bank, but in different states, or different banks, different states?
You know, excellent question. Look, it is actually same bank, different states, or I should say majority. I shouldn't say the same. Yeah. Majority are same bank, different states. And I don't know why this one bank is they're getting very aggressive, which is okay because they think it's happening. And they're trying to secure their members. And what I like about it is this particular bank, I guess, has sent their wealth managers out there and said, you know, kind of turn them loose, not fully, but enough that they're contacting their customers and saying, you know, hey, let's talk about this. Let's do this. Let's get moving. Now, I can say, at the same time, guys, they're just playing catch-up to what the larger banks have done over the years. They're just doing it right now as far as, you know, making deals, doing they're doing the same thing, SKRs, here, take this cash up front, you know, just for doing it, becoming our customer, you know, just making deals. That's all. But they're locking in their rates. And that's the key thing, because we know they're offering rates that are lower than the actual rates. And so people are taking them because it's still more money than they've ever seen in their life. So, I mean, it's a good strategy. It's a good win. They'll be locked in. It'll be just like every other bank, because it is showing up at pending. And the moment they it happens, they got cash. So, yeah, why not take a guy off the street and say, here, you know, this is what I'll do for you. I'm going to give you $100 million. Right now, I'm going to say pending, but you got $100 million. It's coming to you. And then, you know, here's some money up front to go play with until it happens, or whatever you need. Pay your bills, do this, whatever. I mean, how many people can look at $100 million in the screen under their name and say, no? No, I don't want that, you know? And that's what they're using to their advantage, things like that. Make sense?
Makes sense. Something that you said raised another question in my mind in terms of the level of bank. Are you talking Tier 1 bank or Tier 2 bank?
It's Tier 1 bank. Okay. Yeah, they're both Tier 1 banks. Let me tell you guys what I really like about this, and we should all appreciate. Well, somebody already sent me a text telling me the bank's going to be mad at me just for giving you guys too much information. And I've been hearing that for years. And I tell the banks, they can solve that whole problem. Just pay me out right now. But in the meantime, we have the rates. We see what people are getting paid. So some banks are definitely paying more than others. And I don't mean by pennies. I mean paying more than others. Still aren't paying full capacity. But by us knowing that, seeing that, and having those contracts already written up, is something that we'll be able to share with you, and the rest of those banks are either going to ante up or they're going to lose their customers, because it's about competition. And believe me, the difference is hundreds of millions of dollars when you go in to do an exchange and the rate is that different one bank to another. I'm not turning down $50 million. I'm not turning down $100 million just to go with this bank. I'm going over here. That's a lifetime of money. And sometimes a dollar, $2, $3 could be that big of a difference. So then once these banks see that going, they're going to catch up with them, make better offers, do something. But it's definitely creating the competition that we need going into this.
Right. The other information that you shared with us was that really they're saying any time, any moment, et cetera, et cetera. Have they put any caveats on there as in windows, once again, any other constraints, or is it just down at this point that they aren't even bothering with those parameters? They're just plain saying any time, just be ready.
I'm not getting them. Matter of fact, I asked for a window this morning. It'd be better if I had a window, you know, something to look at instead of just any minute, any time. But we're being told we're that close. And we're that close. I mean, you know, that it could be.
Okay. And back to Iraq situation over there, what's being said there with respect to just showing up, or are they just saying enough's gone by, we would like to at least have some sort of, soda, you know, ribbon-cutting, quote-unquote, announcement of some sort? What's being said over there?
No bleachers, no goats, you know, no flowers, none of that. No celebration at all. Is playing like it used to be. None of that. We're not hearing any of that at all. No, nobody flying into the country on Monday or Tuesday like they were doing. All that's gone by the wayside.
So at this point, it's just showing up. And so it's monitoring CBI and other sources, correct?
Yep. That's all we're hearing.
Good enough. Well, let me add the prayers that others have said for those in the storm's path, as well as to the husband of 754. May that be a very successful surgery tomorrow. And 10 days from whenever all of this comes to an end, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be. And Danny in Dallas, someone else can ask that question and perhaps trip up Tony or Ray on this, but go back and look at your notes. I'm not going to be the one being the troublemaker any more than I already am. Thank you very much. On this Wealth Found Wednesday, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
And Danny's going to say it's a woeful Wednesday or whatever, so sorry about that.
Yeah.
Wealthy
Wednesday. Oh, man. He had faith in you. Okay.
I know. Sorry about that. I like my neck being attached to my head, attached to my shoulders. So, you know, I've gotten up in enough deep water here. So appreciate it. Thanks
okay.
again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
610 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
All right.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And out your way, Tony. Have things subsided with the fires and the smoke?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, not the fires. So it's over 600 fires here in California. But this morning we got sunshine. Be clear. The wind is blowing. I mean, I still see the smoke way up, but down here we can breathe.
All right.
But it's way up in the sky, so it's okay.
All right. Good. Glad
that's just
breathe,
here.
And...
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody else, like, there's 600 fires in the state right now, so it's burning.
All right. Well, stay safe again. And with all the talk of what's been happening, I'm looking for that pink slip, gentlemen. So let's hope this is the week.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, $TNT, super fantastic. And you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
All right, 727 area code, you are on.
Yeah, wonderful. Good morning and good afternoon,
hey.
Gentlemen.
Hey, well.
Good morning.
The way the show started, I thought if this is going to turn into a dating site, Tony is kind of master of ceremony, and then that didn't last very long. And then I thought kind of a variation of Modern Family. And so I thought, man, that was too much. And since Danny wasn't able to get a definite idea other than that next Wednesday, just so that a part of me might not go flying past you in the smoky mist of California due to a sudden explosion in the Northwest, any shorter time frame for me, Tony, as to how long I had to stay behind the wheel?
No, you know, Danny's always trying to figure something out and take a vacation. I just gave him Wednesday simply because it was after the first. So,
yeah.
And we picked that because operational rates and everything else. That it could very well be over this weekend, and Danny never even has to think about Wednesday.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's that narrows it down a little bit more, and that's good. Have you heard anything out of Iraq or otherwise about Qassemi dissolving the parliament?
Yeah, I mean, I saw it. I don't think that would happen because that destabilizes the country once again. So I don't see that happening, especially with the UN and IMF, I mean, World Bank and IMF both coming out saying that the country is stable. I'll tell you what Amiri tried to say today was that the country was unstable because of the little explosions here and that. And so he's trying to get just the opposite effect because they obviously don't want it to happen. So they're doing all they can to make it look that way. I don't think Al-Qassemi is going to help them by going away with Parliament, because that would destabilize it.
Sure. Sure. Well, that makes sense too. Well, gosh, that's my major question, and so I guess I'll plan on staying in the seat for at least a couple more days. And we'll go from there. So I appreciate it very much. Ray, thanks a lot. And Tony, oh, man. I tell you, you know, if they do have a reality TV show and you decide to figure that maybe the dating game to be reincarnated, I think you got a natural working for you.
Look. Let me tell you something. I tell everybody I know, and they can ask you, I'm the best wingman ever. I mean, ever. I will get you in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well,
all right.
I guess
that's TMI.
A closed mouth
TMI.
Doesn't get fed.
All right.
Okay. Have a great day, you two. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Take care, sir.
Yeah.
281 area code. You are on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. How are you all doing?
Hey there.
I'm super fan.
Sir. To the nth degree.
I finally get on. All right.
How you been doing?
Oh, I'm good. Great. Just trying to get the business back up and going.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to ask, and I know you're going to probably say, no, you haven't found out. I've been trying to ask for the last, 2 weeks. Have you found anything out about Georgia yet?
About Georgia?
Yeah, with setting up, anybody in the bank?
Oh,
are they at the call center?
I mean, I'm sure there are. No, I haven't called anybody in Atlanta at all, or Georgia.
Right.
I'm trying to think. You know, I used to have somebody there, but he got a conscience or something, or smart, and he packed up and moved. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I've been wondering about that, seeing how they're going to do here.
What, I'm not going to do the same thing everybody else does. Don't worry about that. But, guys, these are people who are getting paid, people who are getting interviewed, are people who've gone into their bank informed relationships. They've talked to the branch managers a couple of times, wealth managers. They just said, you know, hey, this is kind of what I have if it comes down to it. And now, you know, they're reaping the benefits of it. You reap what you sow. They planted that seed a long time ago in there and watered it and watered it by going in, mentioning. Well, who's the first person they're going to think about calling? That's who they're calling, those people.
Right.
You know, they made a list. So that's what you guys have to do. And you can't go in there to exchange me tomorrow, you know, because I'm exchanging friends, relationships, people we've had conversations with, not people who just walk through the door and say, hey, make me one of those deals. They don't know you. So that's what you should be doing if it goes longer and you're trying to get in there. Go in there and form those relationships. But right now, I mean,
well,
hopefully what we're hearing, we don't have to worry about.
Right. I did at one bank, and he told me that it was another man that brought his in, and I told him about, I talked to the regional manager of Wells Fargo, and he told me he do know that something is going on. But unfortunately, they're the mom and pops, and so he said we wouldn't be able to do anything. That you would have to go to the big bank, which that's in Atlanta, which I did speak to somebody, and they told me right now they're only allowing you to come in through the drive-through, and I would have to call back about it.
Okay, so it's not really about going in. Establishing a relationship is, hey, let me talk to one of your private bankers. I'm going to talk to him over the phone. Let me talk to one of your wealth managers. Let's get to know each other, talk about it. Hey, this is the kind of currency I have. This is how much I have. When you start hearing about it, call me first. Then that's what he's going to think.
Okay.
If he's hearing something coming on, then he's going to call you first.
Okay.
You don't have to sit out with him, go over everything I want to do. I'm talking about this kind of money in my account when this happens. Whether he believe it or not, as long as he write it down, because when he does hear it, you're the first one he's going to call.
Okay, got it. Thank you for the info. Will do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ray. Thank you, Mr.
All right.
You
welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye bye. 442 area code. You are on.
Hello. How are you?
Fantabulous, sir.
Fantastic.
And yourself?
Okay. I'm doing just fine. Blessed and highly favored. I have two questions. One for you, Ray, and one for you, Tony. Simple questions, and I can count one, two. The first question. Ray, it's going to be with the trust. Should I set up a trust prior to the RV or wait until after the RV to do an irrevocable trust?
Do you know what you're doing?
Pretty much, yeah. Because I know.
You know why you're doing it?
Yeah.
Well, if you know what you're doing and you know why you're doing it, you don't need to be asking me.
Well, you know, I know you know those things, so, you know, it's always good to have a second opinion. And it's just what
okay.
It is, an opinion.
Well, see, here's the challenge. If don't take this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, if you really know what you're doing and why you're doing it, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You'd already had to trust up. And using it.
Okay.
So that would have me to have to ask you, what would be your reason for having the trust?
Well, I'm going to do the irrevocable trust because, again, I want to enjoy all the benefits without any of the responsibility.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not a reason to have it before the RV.
Okay.
You could still do it, but that's not a particular reason that I would support. Oh, yes, you need to go ahead and do it now then. That's not a reason to do it now. Now,
okay.
Some people will, you can go ahead and do it now, that's fine, but that's just not one of the reasons that I would support. Oh, yeah, go ahead and do it now. Because that's something you can do after the fact.
Okay, that's exactly where I was headed. Just wanted to get that second opinion on that because that's pretty much what it's exactly for.
All right.
Okay, and
great.
Then Tony, when it comes to the banks like Wells Fargo, if I don't have an account with them and the currency RVs, will they set up an account or do I, again, need that account prior? Or should I wait until the RV, just wanting to know, will they set up an account?
If you think you're going to exchange with Wells Fargo, it's to your benefit, and I'm just saying, to set the account up prior,
okay?
Just so you'll already be a customer, and so it's not a distraction when you're going in to do your exchange. Wait, let's set your account up, do all this. All you got to think about is your exchange itself. That's the only reason. Other than that, if you're going to exchange with them, you come to an agreement, they're going to open your account right now.
Okay. Okay. That's all I have for you guys. That was two questions. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. Pam, 313, you're on.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. I didn't think I was going to get a chance to get on today.
You got lucky.
Well, good morning.
Oh, great, great. I'm the right 313 because I noticed the last time you said 313 and I never heard another 313 before. But one of my questions answered, but the question that I had intentionally was answered, but this question that just arises, now there's no Wells Fargo in my area, but I think I heard you mention before that I can start an account like with Wells Fargo in another state over the phone,
over the internet. You can go online.
Oh, online.
You can go online and open up an account. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now, how do you? I know. Now I got it. Because I was about to say how am I going to make the deposit, but I'll make the deposit with my credit card. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They
well,
do that right online.
Or you can send it to me, and I'll make the deposit for you.
Oh, well, that sounds really great. I think that's what I'll do. You just send me your
minus
information.
A fee.
I'll send it to you. Keep waiting, Ray. You'll see it one day.
Okay.
Okay, you guys have a great day, and thank you for everything. And you did answer my question from a previous caller.
Alrighty.
All right.
Great.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a wonderful day. You too.
850 area code. You are on. Okay. 941 area code. You are on. Okay, 707 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Ray. Thank you.
Hey.
I have a question that I know that each of you have dealt with before. There's a lady friend that's in her 80s, and we live in Northern California with all the fires, and she has just become a nervous wreck. Spent 2 or 3 days in the hospital over it because she's just all alone and needs help. She has a limited understanding of the Zim notes that she bought and the understanding. I've tried to keep her updated, but she just can't hardly pay attention. I have a lot of question about what would you do to help someone like that through their process, if I can arrange it. I do have a power of attorney with her that I can use. I've avoided using that if I don't have to. But she just needs emotional help in understanding what she's doing, because she just heard on another guru station that they've decided that people who just have one note, that they're going to get a lot less money than they will if you've got 10 of them or so. And so it just got her so upset, and I was trying to find a way to help her through it.
Okay. So look, the reality is we were told the highest rate goes to people who have 10 notes or more. So same thing you guys heard or what they told you, then it is what it is. Nothing we can do about that. So
I don't know
how much those who have less are going to get. But she shouldn't even be stressing over that. I mean, really. You know, I'm thinking at 80 years old, I mean, she don't have any other family members? Are you it? No son, daughter?
I'm it as far as the RV is concerned.
Well, I mean, at some point they've had to get involved in their life, right? But if you're just doing it as far as I can be, then you just have to make the best decisions for them. You got power of attorney, and you know, it is what it is. It's not going to change. She's not going to go out and buy a whole bunch more Zim notes or anything else.
Yeah, that
so
part
make
of
a
it
good
is
plan
over
with what she does have is all you can do.
But the big difference is that she's been hearing, of course, that they're going to get millions of dollars for the three notes that she had or something. And now it sounds like they've changed that quite a bit, and that she'll only get like $500 for each $100 trillion note.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
You never heard anything like that?
No, I've never, ever heard anything like that. The bottom line that I know of, and I've been told, you will get $11 million for a single note.
That's what I've always, and that's what I've told her, you know. But I'm trying to avoid giving her information that's going to wind up causing her more emotional problems.
Well, don't give her that information, because I don't know where it came from. I've never heard it. In every bank I've talked to, the minimum you're going to get is $11 million a note.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. And so I'm not fishing for a rate. I don't care what the rate is. It is at this point. It is what it is. But this one.
Well, we know what the rates are. We know it was 11 to 22. And then we know that they're now saying over 10 notes, they're going to give you 33.
You're right.
Now, that's just one bank. There's another bank out there that's giving more than that. But anyway, that's what the rates are. And that's okay. She doesn't have 10 notes, so she don't have to worry about that. Nobody, they're giving, listen for a second. Okay, it doesn't even make sense. For if you have 10 notes, I'm going to give you 33 per note. So I'm going to give you $330 million if you have 10 notes. But I'm only going to give you $500 if you have one note. I mean, who does that make sense to?
Well, it didn't make sense to me either, and so you've answered a huge part of my question. If you've not heard about this $500 deal, that sounded like a very drastic change to make here at the last minute.
Listen, if somebody came on a call and they're a guru or whatever, and they told you just what I just said, for 10 notes you get this, but for one note less, you get $500 a note, hang up the phone and don't ever dial in on that call again. Because that's a complete
good,
okay?
Very
Nobody
good.
Should
Very
be giving
good.
Out any kind of idea, I mean, advice, suggestions, or anything like that. It makes no sense at all.
Yeah. I'm afraid if I did mention that lower note, that $500 deal, it might put her back in the hospital.
But here's the other thing, guys, and this is why this kind of stuff pisses me off. Don't let anybody steal your money behind that, telling you it's only worth $500 and I'll give you $1,000 or I'll give you $5,000, whatever.
No, that wasn't part of the deal,
but they're clearly trying to set you up for something. Okay?
Yeah. So I really appreciate
that. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Okay, Ray, thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye now. Okay, sir. We're going to wrap this one up.
Man, that pisses me off. I don't know. Anyway, all right, guys. It's Hump Day Wednesday, as they say. It's a good day. Everything's going forward. Ray got a really good text while we were on the call. But it's up to open mic what happens after that. But other than that, it's a good thing. And all we got to do is wait it out. I'll see you guys Friday, one way or the other. We'll do our regular call, or we'll talk about what's happening at the bank or something. So, anyway, it should be a good day. All right, Ray.
Okay, and that's going to do it for us for today's call. Of course, Tony's kidding about that open mic stuff, guys. Don't get bent out of shape over there. We'll be back on Friday, regularly scheduled time. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Here we go.
Recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.